NBC Radio News. There's new hope for peace in Northern Ireland. I'm Sam Hall reporting that so-called well-informed sources say leaders of the militant provisional wing of the Irish Republican Army are close to a decision on whether to stop the five-year guerrilla campaign against British rule with an indefinite ceasefire. The sources say an announcement will come within the next few days, with the IRA's high command apparently satisfied now with British assurances that a genuine stop to the violence would bring a gradual release of political prisoners and a withdrawal to barracks by British troops. In Londonderry, Northern Ireland's second largest city, 7,000 Catholics and Protestants met in an ecumenical prayer service to pray for peace. Many are hopeful tonight those prayers will be answered soon. But there are no such hopes yet in Asia. That story in a minute.
If you think volunteers are people who just roll bandages, meet the San Diego Drum and Bugle Corps. They're all volunteers, from the bandmaster to the triangle player. And they'll perform at veterans' hospitals and community events at that twirl of a baton. If you think being a volunteer will tie up your free time, meet Pete Barrett. Pete's a volunteer when he goes fishing. He tags striped bass so scientists can study their habits. You see, volunteers are simply people. People who give part of their time and part of themselves to help other people. You can help too, in your own special way, with your skills, your training, your concerns. We'll tell you how. Call the Voluntary Action Center in your town or write Volunteer, Washington, D.C., 20013. Volunteer. You'll never know how much good you can do until you do it. A public service of this station and the Ad Council.
The war in Southeast Asia roars on and on, and new millions of civilians have joined the sorrowful ranks of the refugees. Wilson Hall says the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Refugees reports continued fighting since the so-called ceasefire agreement has displaced 1.4 million persons, nearly half of them last year alone.
Senator Edward Kennedy, chairman of the panel, says fighting in South Vietnam during the past year has created 600,000 new refugees. According to Kennedy, the Saigon government is doing little or nothing for these new refugees. The Massachusetts Democrat urges Congress not to approve the president's request for another $300 million worth of special military aid to South Vietnam because he says it will create more refugees. Kennedy says the administration talks of our moral commitment to South Vietnam, but he finds nothing moral in fueling a war economy rather than helping meet the needs of war victims.
The committee says at least 20% of the children in South Vietnam are orphans, and that in neighboring Cambodia, more than half the population, or more than 3 million people, were in refugee status at the end of 1974. Oil exporting countries, the 13 that produce more than 85% of the world's exported oil, are planning their first summit session in the next few weeks to prepare for a conference later with the industrialized consuming countries. This is the first time OPEC will have heads of state getting together to discuss a common front for the set to with the big oil users. A change in oil pricing is not on the agenda. Iranian officials say Western buyers have cut their demand, and Iran's oil output this month is nearly 11% below last January's, and if the decline persists, the income will be down more than $2.5 billion. You're listening to NBC News.
A birthday card's pretty important to a six-year-old. But there's one card that's important to youngsters of all ages, a Social Security card. If a parent dies, it could provide regular cash benefits until the children reach 18, or 22 if they stay in school. Sure, Social Security helps when you retire, but it's also something to depend on now. For more information, contact any Social Security office. The Social Security Administration is an agency of the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare.
The so-called Skid Row slasher of Los Angeles may have struck again. Police say they found another body in a low-rent hotel, its throat cut. And LAPD Captain A.S. Heggie admits police don't have much to go on.
The only thing we can definitely say at this point is that the person or persons, and we call it because we don't know whether it's a man or a woman, carries a knife and slashes throats.
The Skid Row slasher is suspected of killing seven persons since the throat-cutting spree started December 1st. Another snowstorm has hit sections of the Midwest, with up to 5 inches reported in Wisconsin. Travelers' advisories are out for eastern North Dakota, northern Wisconsin and Iowa, and northern central Minnesota. The Hour's lead story. There are new hopes in Northern Ireland for an end to the five-year-old guerrilla war against British rule, with the IRA reportedly expected to announce an indefinite ceasefire sometime within the next few days. I'm Sam Hall, NBC News.
Miss Vig, hi. What do you do when you show you love, one that's been on for 20 years, comes to the end of its road? I'm talking about Monitor, of course. I guess you gulp a little bit and brush back a tear, bite the bullet, and say, let's get some friends in, and let's go out in style, rocking and rollicking the way we came in back in 1955.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two, three, and four.
That's from 1955 when all this here business started that we're in now. And winding up this final weekend on Monitor, we'll be visiting with some old Monitor friends and play a lot of the music of the last 20 years, the years gone by. And we will try to recapture some of the fun, especially from the earlier days. For example, in our first year, we sent reporters out on all sorts of assignments, you know, some relatively serious and others, well, like this roller coaster ride at Coney Island. Well, hear it as it happened then to reporter Helen Hall.
Now, we're just about to start off here. They just locked me in. They have a handbar across the back. It says, don't stand up. It says, remove glasses. It says, not responsible for lost articles. It says, please do not stand up. It says, keep the arms and legs inside cab. And all in all, it doesn't sound exactly reassuring. However, seated beside me is a man who's one of the owners. Now they're starting screaming as they go, and I think you have to hold the microphone for me. Would you hold the microphone
for
me?
Yeah,
we're going up the incline now, and how high is this?
It's 92 feet high.
This is 92 feet high, and do you mind holding this microphone, because I want to hang on as we go down. Now right now, there's a perfectly magnificent view, but I don't think I'm going to be in much of a position to appreciate the view as we go down. I'm supposed to be talking, but frankly, I just blacked out. Now I'm back again, I think, but we're about to go down again. years. Oh! Well, and now you have taken with me the first roller coaster ride. I don't know whether you're half as glad as I am that it's over. I'd like to thank these gentlemen for their cooperation and hope that I never see them again in my life. Now back to Radio Central.
That's Helen Hall. I think Helen... I've never heard anybody say better than Helen Hall. Wow! Helen got the Purple Heart from Monitor for that one. She was black and blue for a week afterward. Well, that was all part of the Weekend World of 1955, brought to you coast to coast here on NBC. And then a few years later, in 1959, we brought you Lloyd Price with his big hit of that year, Personality.
Oh, over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. What more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over, over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got
personality,
walk
with personality,
talk with personality.
Lloyd Price and Personality, and personalities were certainly a big part of every Monitor weekend. In addition to news and music and sports and travel, Gregory Peck, Diane Carroll, Bob Hope, I guess just about everybody and anybody else you heard of would eventually show up right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Again, the last, next to last day of Monitor, and a disc from the fairly recent past, if I may, 1972. You know the song.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking. drinking whiskey and rye, saying this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? Do you have faith in God above?
Rounding up some former Monitor hosts, our travels took us to the Chief of Staff of Medical Center, a fellow who is a host here on Monitor, and I understand we had an unofficial poll that James Daly has the perfect host award. He was never late. He read through the whole script and rehearsed if necessary, never fell off the chair. How did you get so much perfection going, James Daly?
Perfection?
Yes.
I'll tell you the day I really became a professional, the day I mispronounced my own name. An older announcer who'd been in the business for years rushed out of the phone, out of the booth, and grabbed me and said, you know, welcome to the club. You mispronounced your own name.
Yeah, I guess we've all done that. And we all love Medical Center. Tell us about the Monitor. How long were you here?
Oh, golly, I think maybe a couple years.
And you're one of the few who left of his own volition.
Really?
Yeah.
Had a very nice job, and I remember lots of fun, lots of laughs.
Well, you used to do the Camel cigarette commercials. That's where I first caught track of you.
Yeah, well, I was an actor long before that. I did Camel commercials so I could stay in New York and be in the plays, you know.
All right, do you like what you're doing now better than anything?
No, but I like it.
What do you like better than anything, Jim?
Better than anything?
Yeah.
I don't think you can say it on the radio.
Besides that, we all like that.
Well, that's what I like the best.
Okay. I wish you continued success. Monitor, as you know, is going off the air.
Yes.
And we're talking with all of the fine hosts who used to be here. And I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to talk with us today.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And, you knew that James Daly did mispronounce his name on Monitor. And he's not the only host who's done that. Sitting on my left hand, 10 feet from here, John Bartholomew Tucker had the honor of doing that. When was that? 1974? Yeah. John Bar Tucker, he said. Papa's there on Monitor. And I guess for more years than he'd care to admit, Joe Garagiola has been Monitor's ace sportsman, keeping us up with current developments, everything from A to Z in sports. Yes, he once did a spot on zebra racing, back in 03, I think. I have a feeling that Joey has something a trifle more substantial and pertinent on his mind today. Joey?
Biggie?
Yes.
It's only right that Monitor's final weekend should include some memories.
All right.
We couldn't very well broadcast Monitor's final weekend without talking to one of its very special guests over the years, Bob Hope. In the course of a phone conversation, I found myself thinking about another frequent Monitor visitor, the late Jack Benny. I can remember a night when they honored you, when you got the gold medal, I believe it was the Waldorf. You remember that night?
Yeah.
And Jack Benny was doing a one-man show on Broadway, and we held it until he got there.
Yeah, right. I remember that, sure.
Just tell me something about Jack Benny. It's a simple question. I saw him there. He was a great ad-libber and a great comic, no question about it. But you must have some thoughts on him now that he is gone for the short time.
Well, I tried to do most of it in the eulogy, you know.
that I did because, and it wasn't hard, but I had to, more people wanted to help and say something about Jack. But he was one of the real jumbos of our business, and more important, just exactly what you said, the fact that he would run from his show to come over and fill in for a friend. This he did all his life. This is why he piled up more friends than I think anybody that I've ever known. He was the kind of a guy, if he did a benefit for you up in Poughkeepsie and you said, say, who could we get next year? He'd go back to Hollywood and start working for you to get somebody. He did it to me many times, and he got me into that habit, and I used to rebook him places. And if it was a worthy cause, he had that kind of a heart. And he had everything that works for good. He had compassion, and he was something else, this guy.
Bob, I saw a piece in the paper the other day where, was it you and Johnny Bench on a Dinosaur show?
Yeah, right.
How is old John? I read where he is maybe getting a little pudgy and getting worried about it.
Yeah, listen, he's not only getting pudgy, he's going to get married.
Oh.
He is going to get married. He called me the other day, and I said, this is going to break you, just the circular letter you have to send out. He is going to release more women.
He was one of the more active ones on your Christmas trips, wasn't he?
Oh, my goodness. Before the plane left the international airport, he had 3 gold diggers on his lap. He's too much, that guy.
Is he ready for a big year?
Oh, I hope so. I hope so, because he's a great boy.
He sure is. Bob, we thank you once again, and all the Monitor fans thank you for being so nice.
Well,
and
one of the Monitor fans is crying a little bit about this occasion.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. And I thank you personally for being so nice to everybody.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
And hit the ball straight at the Desert Classic.
Right.
Okay, Bob.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. That was Bob Hope. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Thank you, Joey. Well, you must say Bob Hope was pretty generous, too, of his time and his talents, right? And really one of the Monitor family for many of these years. Well, there's a whole Monitor half hour for you. I'm Big Wilson. We're going to have more memories, more music, more fun. We'll have Bob and Ray and Miss Monitor and others coming up shortly. I'll see you in a couple of minutes.
NBC Update. I'm Charles McCord with an update report on the news. The office of president appears to be wearing well on Gerald Ford. NBC's John Cochran reports from Bethesda Naval Hospital outside Washington that the president was found to be in fine fettle by doctors who gave him a thorough checkup this morning, his first complete physical since he assumed office last year. In fact, Mr. Ford's personal physician said the president appeared to be in even better shape now than he was a year ago. Saudi Arabia's oil minister reports representatives attending today's meeting of oil exporting nations in Algiers have agreed to convene a summit session of OPEC countries to prepare for talks this summer with the oil consuming nations. There's a report that Saudi Arabia needs help getting rid of its surplus of so-called petrodollars and will set up a special investment board to advise the government of what to do with all its money. 11 crewmen were lost this morning when a British freighter sank during a gale off England's southern tip. An intensive hunt is being mounted in New York City for the terrorists who bombed a Lower Manhattan restaurant yesterday, killing 4 persons and injuring 55 others. Secretary of State Kissinger, criticizing Congress's approach to foreign policy, urges legislators to cooperate more closely with the White House. Egypt's president is quoted as saying the United States will soon recognize the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Charles McCord, NBC Update.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. I know. Hey, I'll leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day.
We're doing the memory number this last weekend of Monitor. You'll forbear that, I'm sure. Let me go with BS&T. Hold a minute.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? And show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Troubles by the riverside. Catch a painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. We'll be right back.
all your troubles by the riverside. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
Final week of Monitor, we're checking in with some of the folks who were here at the very beginning of it. And here's a lady that, if you ever listen to Monitor, I'm sure you knew and loved. Miss Monitor herself, Teddy Thurman. Hi, Teddy.
Hi there, Big Wilson. How are you?
I'm just excellent. Where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles right now, picking oranges and swimming.
Oh, Teddy, can I come out there and you come in here?
Oh, please do. All right.
What have you been doing with yourself since you left Monitor?
Well, I've really just been having a little recreation, a little vacation, I think, mostly. I've done a few television shows.
Uh-huh. Let's recreate some of those sounds that were in the early days of Monitor, the thing that you used to do so well.
In Atlanta, the temperature is 59. There. Cleveland, 34. Snow. Boston, 41. Cloudy. Phoenix, 62. There. New York City, 43, partly cloudy. Paris, 38, cloudy. New Orleans, 48, rain. Albuquerque, 67, fair. Chicago, 32, cloudy.
Ah, that brings a nostalgic tear to my tired old eye. That's just lovely, Teddy. Just lovely to hear those sounds again. I think that was an important part of Monitor for a long time. And you are one of the few ladies. I've talked to ladies on the phone and said, oh, she must be gorgeous, and they turned out to be 320 pounds and no hair or something. You were, or perhaps still are, a model.
Yes, I modeled first before I was acting and broadcasting. I was working for Vogue and all the magazines and newspapers, modeling as a high-fashion model.
How did you get to be with Monitor, Teddy?
Well, I was beginning to get into the acting field, and I'd done a few things around NBC, and some of the people I know had worked for were connected with Monitor in writing and producing and directing. One of them had been at NBC quite a while, I think with Steve Allen. And I had done a bit on that show for him. And when the format came up for Monitor, they somehow thought of me doing the sexy weather report. And we tested it several times, and it seemed to work very well.
It sure did, and I want to thank you very much, the original Miss Monitor, Teddy Thurman. Thank you for being a guest on Monitor again and recreating the sexiest part of Monitor that there ever was.
Well, a great pleasure. Thank you.
And that's Miss Monitor, one of the original features on Monitor. Sometimes copied by other programs, too. And once, in fact, the object of Bob and Ray's attention. Well, see, that was always one of the great things about working on Monitor. You weren't allowed to take yourself too seriously. And that included our beloved Miss M. Listen.
Bob and Ray back at Monitor in New York. And a little bit earlier today, we had an Indian guest who was here in connection with the pickup from Fort Bragg, the parachute jump, and his name is Geronimo. He seems to have taken quite an interest in radio operation.
Mm. Here our temperature around Wild West.
We hadn't planned this,
Whiskey
Geronimo.
Whiskey Butte, Montana, 89.
Whiskey Butte?
Batman, North Dakota, 103. Noose, Nebraska, 98.
Well, look, I'm not so sure whether we really need this
Stay
kind
quiet.
Of...
Quiet. Six Gun Nevada, 87. Shane, Colorado, 64 degree. Me hunt many buffalo with bow and arrow.
Oh, this is the last time we'll book an Indian on this show.
That's Bob and Ray. From one of their gentle humor things at Miss Teddy Thurman, Miss Monitor. This goes back to 1957. They're playing this song on Monitor then. Debbie Reynolds.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hootie owl, hootie hoots to the dove. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy.
Tammy back in 1957. Final weekend on Monitor. We're still together, you and I, on the Monitor Beacon. On this final day, final weekend, rather, of Monitor, Big Wilson again. John Bartholomew Tucker had some calls on his portion from, oh, I don't know where.
Jacksonville,
Chattanooga, around like that. Detroit. Just had a phone call from the phone company in Worcester, Mass., saying that they regret Monitor's going off. That's very nice. Thank you. Did they call collect?
I shot the sheriff.
I did not shoot the deputy.
I shot the
They say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of a deputy, for the life of a deputy. But I say,
I shot Sheriff.
But I swear it was in self-defense.
Final Monitor program.
Should I take that personally?
No, please don't. I know where you are. One of the excellent hosts and probably second in tenure only to Gene Rayburn is Jim Lowe. Jim, welcome again to Monitor.
Thank you.
Where are you now?
I'm at WNEW.
Oh, really?
Good. You knew that. You listen to me every night. You have good taste.
Yes, I do, and I do.
You know, it's very funny. As you said, through the years, I think, with the exception of Gene Rayburn, I did Monitor collectively longer than anybody. And the whole time I did Monitor, you and I were working on the local station together.
Lurking is all right.
And lurking, too, lurching. And I tried to get you on Monitor, but there was always a conflict. Either you had a conflict or they had too many hosts. And finally, they hired you to replace me.
Isn't that funny? I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Where
I'm
are
the
they
founder.
Now? Yes, you are. Well, did you have fun on Monitor? You were here for 7 years. You've seen... how did it change in the 7 years you were on Monitor?
Well, I heard the first Monitor broadcast back in 1955. I was already in New York radio on WCBS.
Oh, I was in grade school, I guess.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, they held you back a few decades, right?
19.
You've always been held over that way. But I heard the first one. I guess I came on it 7 years later. And I think the wonderful thing about Monitor was that... superficially, it didn't seem to change, but it did within the confines of the organization. There was always the beeper that gave it a continuity, always the host idea. But I think it did evolve into a very sophisticated program over a period of years, and it was always a great...
Were you terribly impressed by anybody that you got to meet? Like, I've interviewed Art Buchwald and Marlene Dietrich, people like that. It's a thrill for me.
It just all actually...
And to interview you, too, of course.
It just all becomes a big blur. If you ask me right now whom I interviewed, I couldn't tell you. I interviewed everybody from, the greats to passers-by. Mm-hmm. And no one really sticks out in my mind.
Well, you're talking to a passersby now. I know that on your show here at WNEW in New York, that you are, well, I've known this from the old days, too, that you are the king of trivia.
And the emperor of all nostalgia.
The emperor of all nostalgia.
Awesome.
You play games on radio, which I think is fun. You involve those who are listening, and people in New York are awful smart, it seems to me.
Actually, the trivia is really kind of a spinoff of a thing that we did on Monitor. I forget what we call it, charades.
Sound charades.
Sound charades.
I remember that,
yeah.
Sure.
And
I was just a kid.
They'd have a tomcat and then somebody sewing.
Oh, I got it.
I was supposed to guess.
Sure. A Huckleberry Finn.
That's what I guessed, too. And then also we did a country weekend in Nashville. I went down there and interviewed everybody from Roy Acuff to Hank Williams Jr. Then people liked that so well, we started doing an all-country hour on my segment of Monitor. Then a fellow came in to be the boss of Monitor, and he said, what's country doing on Monitor? And he got rid of that hour. Now he's a country jock on one of the stations in the Midwest.
Isn't that funny?
How's that grab you?
Where are they now?
Yeah.
Continued success, thank you, and give Monitor a goodbye kiss.
Mwah.
It's old Jim Lowe. If you joined us late, yeah, I wasn't on the shore. No, that's that nice goodbye kiss from Jim, one of the fine Monitor hosts. How about Joan Baez? Sure. Oh, I don't know when this was. 3 years ago? Maybe four? The night they drove old Dixie down.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well.
On Monitor, the night they drove old Dixie down. Some wag just said the night they drove old Monitor down. That's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
That sentimental journey, that's what we're doing here on Monitor this final weekend. Backwards, we're traveling the past 20 years. And we'll still hear from Groucho Marx and terrible-tempered Ted Brown and Jimmy Durante, Jonathan Winters, many others. John Bartholomew Tucker and I, your hosts, each weekend here on Monitor. Stick around now, because NBC News is next.